Can normal people like me who have no money, just $100, invest into that?
This is very, very important for us. So for both funds, you can buy one unit. So the bond fund is around 80 euro and the multi-asset funds, the R class, is around 90 euro.
Welcome to Impact Investing TV show.
We show you solutions to global environmental and social challenges to inspire you for actions towards the SDGs.
You will also learn the best way to invest your money and create impact while making profit.
Let's discover impact investing world and true sustainability right now. Hi, and welcome to Swiss Impact with Banerjee, Season 6, Episode 10.
We continue to show you inspiring and impactful opportunities in this season. The topic, if you remember, was impact investments in times of crisis.
And in fact, with each and every passing day, the word times of crisis is becoming more and more real.
Which is not a good news.
Exactly. On one side, it came out last week that the ocean temperature is increasing far faster than calculated or expected by the scientists. And of course, on other side, the Russian attack on Ukrainian civilian structures are going on. US is heading for a default. Hopefully, the Republicans will change their mind. And so on and so on and so on.
Maybe you have some positive news for the day when you especially tell your story, Ben.
So let us look at the human ingenuity and the capacity to solve problems, however complex or complicated it can be, especially the impossible ones and in the darkest times. I was reading the story of Churchill. Once in June 1940, when Britain was facing its darkest days and hours, the Germans, supported by the Soviets and Italians, had defeated France, Norway, Netherlands, Belgium, Central European countries, and the only opponent to this massive force waiting was this one tiny island, which was severely weakened and completely isolated. So they were all in a depression. Churchill was sitting at a pub with a couple of his senior military officials and ministers.
What else can you do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The darkness.
And he was speaking with his officers when everybody was talking about the most gloomy things. Churchill was already dreaming about the end of the war. He said, when the war is finished, we will bring democracy back. When the Nazi Empire is destroyed, we will bring Germany back into the civilized world of free nations.
Well, what is the takeaway of the story, just to make it clear for everyone?
That even in the darkest hour, surrounded by the most horrible and vile evil, a true visionary leader, which each and every one of us has in them, have the right to dream beautiful dreams, keep high morals and ideals and values, and keep on working relentlessly at his dreams. And maybe, that is one of the reasons that not only United Kingdom defeated the Nazi Germany, that out of there came these beautiful, free and liberal West European nations and societies, which re-emerged.
Yeah, this really gives the hope that out of man's free choice and motivation, all problems can be solved and light can return into darkness. Well, on this positive note, we leave the history behind and move into present world of finance.
And speak of how and what is the financial sector doing to solve many of our global, social and environmental problems.
With this, I'd like to welcome Mr. Christoph Klein to our TV show, who is the managing partner and portfolio manager of EESC Portfolio Management. Christoph, are you with us?
Yeah, hello. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. Great to have you. Where are you right now?
I'm in Königstein. That's a little town near Frankfurt in Germany.
Okay. Amazing.
Financial center.
Right. I'm really happy to have, again, a professional finance person at our TV show, which doesn't happen every time. And before we start asking you a lot of questions, I'd like to quickly introduce you to our audience who maybe didn't hear about you yet. So you are a multiple award-winning, successful ESG portfolio manager with proven track record. Your company, ESG Portfolio Management, has received, just to name a few awards, like Sustainable Investment Award 2020, Winner Multi-Asset Manager of the Year, or Deutsche Excellence Prize for 3 years, 2021 and 22. You also received ESG Investing Awards as the Best Fixed Income Investment Fund and Best Multi-Asset Investment Fund, which doesn't happen every time with so many funds existing on our planet. And also with more than 25 years of experience working for different banks and asset managers, you're also speaking constantly on that topic at various conferences and events, bringing true sustainability into the finance world. And you are at the heart of Europe, Frankfurt and London. So that's great to have you with us, Christoph.
Thank you very much.
If you can tell a little bit about yourself and how did you start investing with impact through ESG lens?
Yes, as Vetter just said, I'm a portfolio manager for 25 years now, and I was always driven by fundamentals. And around 2005-2006, I've seen that sustainability really matters. It needs to be included in our research and investment process. And then 2009, we started our first ESG credit fund that was rather early. And then I was invited to join the PRI Fixed Income Working Group. So PRI, Principle for Responsible Investing, is really a leading global organization. And, you know, it's supporting so much and, you know, such a steep learning curve and a good networking. So I was very, very happy joining them. And that certainly leads to further developments, networking, up to 2018, when I decided to found ESG Portfolio Management, to really try to achieve higher sustainability in all the relevant dimensions, which is, as you said, quite a complex task.
Wow, you are basically a pioneer in this area, right, Christoph? And can you tell us how has the ESG landscape evolved over the years? And what are the major trends do you foresee for the future?
Yes, this is quite a steep curve and so much has happened. So in the early days, I would say some started with exclusion criteria, and they are still certainly going on. Some of them are known by...
Unfortunately, I would say, unfortunately, some people are still doing only exclusion, you know,
etc. But I would say it's the first step. And after that, around maybe 2005 or 6, you got the ESG ratings by different providers, doing certainly a good job. And as you will see later, we are using them as well. But then, as you know, 2015, we got the SDGs, the 17 beautiful colored goals, which is certainly giving upside. And that's certainly what we want to do, a high priority for us. Mm-hmm. You know, also very well known for decades is the upcoming and ongoing and unfortunately increasing climate risk. So that is a question, how can we support the transition? So we will need, unfortunately, steel, maybe also cement in the future, but we need to do it in a different way, for sure. So that is why climate risk is also very important. But the upcoming topic is about biodiversity. I can tell you I'm cooperating with the university. I had helped some classes on biodiversity cases, becoming practical, finding good metrics. So you see, it's a never-ending story. It's very complicated, but highly relevant and also fascinating because more and more important things are now understood also by the financial industry, impacting many people's lives.
Okay.
Absolutely. And how have your professional engagement impacted your personal development and shaped the ESG investment industry?
Yeah, that is what I also began with PRI, like joining networks, because given the size of the issues, the level of detail and the depths of some issues, you certainly need a lot of experts and you cannot do everything alone. Certainly not. So we have a team, but also reaching out, not also only Principle for Responsible Investing, but also the CFA Institute, for example, or DVFA right. in Germany. That is fantastic. And I'm also quite happy to tell you that I'm designing and teaching the ESG and climate risk seminars for Moody's Analytics worldwide. And teaching is always two-sided because I get very, very good questions, which make me think and learn again. So I'm not talking all the time, and I like these connections. It gives activity, but also new insights. And you know, with that, certainly we are growing and continuing.
Well, we just can confirm that, you know, also teaching frequently on impact investing at the universities and events. So it's amazing to dive deeper yourself as a speaker. Yeah. It always helps.
And can you please share insights on designing sustainable and ESG-focused credit products?
Yes, absolutely. As I said, I'm very fundamentally driven, and I've built quantitative credit rating models for over 20 years. So I'm following Professor Edward Altman's big footsteps. And I also did a model including ESG factors. And actually, a dynamic climate factor is highly significant and entered such a credit model. Obviously, quant is only a small portion of it, but it shows that it gives a framework, and that is this is also statistically significant now. So ESG clearly part of the process. Then we need to be forward-looking because we need to do credit quality forecasts that hopefully nothing happens, and we have the classic ratios. We need to understand the business of the company, competitive strengths, product quality, upcoming trends. So this is kind of classic credit work we already have to do. And then, you know, we appreciate latest developments in the market because green bonds is pretty well known. Yeah. After that, we got social bonds. And the beauty with those is if they follow the principles, they have clearly defined new projects which are financed with these bonds. And this is giving the famous additionality that there is this money, new things are happening. And this is certainly underlining impact. Yeah. So this is what
Absolutely.
We really like.
Yeah.
yeah? So That's sometimes great. You see some sustainable linked bonds where the linkage is not so clear. So sometimes we are, yeah, let's leave some question marks. And there's a very latest development. You might have seen the big swap that was with the Galapagos Islands. Yeah, for giving sovereign debt, but like saving precious islands. So that is a very new idea. So amazing things happen in the fixed income space.
Yeah.
That's great to hear, Christoph. And thank you for sharing with us this insight. Let's dive now into your company, ESG Portfolio Management. So what inspired you to create it? Maybe you had it with all the banks and asset managers, so you decided to go on your own. And what is the story there?
Yeah, we wanted to be really, really strict about that. So basically shooting the stars, so to speak, and there are many dimensions, as you know. ESG is just one, and we understand ESG as managing risk, like limiting the downside, yeah? That's companies are not doing bad things. That is number one. But then the second side is the SDG impact, really doing good on the sustainable development goals. And that's in our opinion, that's the upside. And that's why we get up in the morning. So, and then as I added, now climate risk is an additional feature. Obviously, it's number 13 climate action covered in the SDG. But given its superior importance, we have an additional attitude and desire to ensure strictly that our two funds are not causing a warming of more than 2 degrees. For example, the German equity index is above 4 degrees, and we don't need that, right? We don't want 4 degrees. So that's why important. And as I said, now the very latest is on biodiversity, and other topics are becoming more important. Keeps us busy, and also we are not against the exclusion list. I think this is very important. So we have that as well. And this certainly resides in a very tight filtering process, tight monitoring as well, and needs a lot of action, but also data, that we are kind of not falling into traps. So that we are carefully doing our work with confidence and prudence.
Okay. And how do you construct truly sustainable portfolios?
Yeah, because, you know, we are really strict on greenwashing, just ESG for marketing purposes. So we want to know more, like, how can you be truly sustainable if you are doing ESG? If you can share that with us.
Absolutely. So we have a dedicated investment process. We start, as so many, with a very big universe of 50,000 companies. Yeah. And then we create positiveness. 50,000. Yeah. So we are worldwide, and we start big. But when we apply our strict exclusion criteria, only 5,800 remain. Yeah. Because we say we exclude so many things. Which, in our opinion, are not sustainable, like nuclear weapons and so many others. But, you know, the second step is then the ESG quality, and we say we need best in class. And then only 3,200 remain, because we say we want a minimum ESG rating of BBB, which is the middle. I can tell you that currently in our portfolio, the worst rating is AA. Yeah, so we are clearly going for the leaders. And then, as you also mentioned, now the impact on sustainable development goals is absolutely crucial, which is our next step. We want evidence, measurable evidence, that the companies are not aligned but really doing something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we go to the climate risk, and then also the fundamentals, the finance matters, because super good companies are sometimes expensive. Yeah. Yeah. So equity or corporate bond is already too expensive and has no further performance potential. This wouldn't be good for our fund. And the other side, if the products are amazing, but the financials are very bad and the company might default, that is also not for us. Yeah. So out of 50,000 at the end, we have 500. Yeah. Only 1% are left. But good news, 3 years ago, it was only 100. And I would expect in 3 years' time, we would have 2,000.
Right.
And doing it daily, I can assure you that 500 are sufficient to build diversified portfolios. That's what we need to do, to diversify across regions and sectors, because we need to manage our investors' risk carefully, right? So that is now happening, and it's performing well. And despite being very critical and very strict, we can create diversified portfolios. And I think this is an important message.
Okay. And talking about the risk, so how do you minimize the risk through sustainability?
Yeah, so by applying so many different criteria, and when I say ESG rating, I can tell you that we look into the different key performance indicators. So it's not only the one rating, but we look carefully where are weaknesses. Is it unexplained gender pay gap, for example, or is it kind of another pollution? So everything matters for us. And now we have the big topic, supply chain.
Yeah.
And if you invest in a supermarket, you are all over the world. Yeah. You are in Asia and everywhere. And that makes it certainly we need to monitor carefully that we don't have unforeseen or unintended consequences. And if we are careful, working hard, then we cannot foresee everything for sure, but the risk is coming down. So that is a coming risk reduction from sustainable research and looking around. And then on top, obviously, we need to carefully manage our investment risk, also financially. And that is by construction, we like to add some put options, equity put options on index. And that has helped us with the COVID crash, with the Ukraine crash, because we don't like to fall 20%, right? So that is why these out-of-money put options help us to reduce severe losses. And I think this is quite important for many investors.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Christoph, can you tell us more about the two funds that you are managing? What's the difference? Just maybe briefly about the strategy so we understand in a nutshell what is which fund is for whom and what are the strategies?
Yeah, absolutely. So the selecting the companies is absolutely the same investment process. You know, what I just told is applying to all what we do. The first fund is the SDG Evolution Flexible. That's our multi-asset fund, and they are investing in equity and corporate bonds. Mm-hmm. Our second fund, the SDG Evolution Bonds, is only investing in bonds.
Okay, that's pretty clear. Okay. I suppose then also the return will be, expected return will be different and risk, of course, depending on which fund you are looking for. And can you tell me also, what is the minimum investment size that is in each of the funds? Can normal people like me who have no money, just $100 invest into that?
This is very, very important for us. So for both funds, you can buy one unit. So the bond fund is around 80 euro and the multi-asset fund, the R class, is around 90 euro.
For the That's cool. Funds, I can invest, yay.
Absolutely. And for those classes, you also have saving plan, if you like, because for us, it is also important and the social component that we are very happy to offer to everybody, everybody. Yeah. And that is because sometimes you see attractive, interesting projects, but unfortunately, minimum $500,000. Yeah, we are not like that. We are inviting everyone. And I can tell you, every single unit makes us happy.
That's
so we
great.
Are welcoming
That's
you.
Yeah. That's and, great.
And this is valid for all sectors. So also, not only normal investors or particular, but also institutional investors can come in also, and everybody is welcome.
Absolutely, that's correct. For the multi-asset funds, the SDG Flexible, we have also an institutional share class. So, and we are certainly happy also to offer mandates. Everybody is welcome. And then we can also customize a bit, talk about fees. We are very, very open and flexible.
Great. Okay. Now let's talk about your values, Christoph. So what are your three main values that to help you to run the whole thing?
So number one, and I have a very, very strong feeling about this, really a desire to help other people. Also really for the long term and, you know, wherever they are. And I try to be mindful and with kind of limited means to create really positive impact, measurable positive impact. And that's what I do also on the companies, right? That I'm selecting those, helping, supporting with transition, trying to understand. And if we engage and we spend quite a lot of time, it's meant in a very constructive and helpful way. So no bashing, but really asking for improvements. So that is what we really want to do. And then as a team, that we really cooperate, that we understand each other very, very well, that we have a very, very happy kind of growth together. And this is a desire, doing good, doing well at the same time for our clients, so all the stakeholders, and the more the better, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how does the data depth makes your company unique? Or can you tell us a bit more about your multi-state selection process?
Yes, and I talked about the different steps in our process that we start with our exclusion criteria. And here we have a company called ESG Screen 17. And they use multiple data providers and they help us that we fulfill our exclusion criteria. So they send us positive lists that we do not buy something which we are not allowed to do or what we don't want to buy, also not by accident. Yeah. And that is very, very helpful. Also controversies, incidents, they are very, very good with that. Then on the ESG quality, we are using, for example, MSCI ESG to help us. On the impact measurement, again, we're using MSCI, but also Clarity AI, which is a rather new company using alternative intelligence. They are headquartered in Spain, but growing very fast as well. And then on climate risk, we are adding also the company called Right Based on Science. So we are listening also through our networking, who is best, what is happening, and then we're having a look and we carefully select what is helping us. And you might have heard about regulation that we need to measure principal adverse indicators. And here we use two, like MSCI and Clarity, and then we compare the numbers, yeah, to get more confidence. And given it's still early days, it makes sense to have different providers and compare the results. And then decide ourselves what's the best way, and then we are adding our internal research.
That's amazing. Could you tell us also about the high ESG qualities and ESG minimum rating? How are you using that?
Yes, here we are using MSCI ESG's ratings as a filter criteria. And our minimum rating is BBB, but what we are allowed to buy. But actually in our funds, if you look into them today, the minimum rating, ESG rating is AA. Yeah, mm-hmm. And that these are only leaders, and we managed really to keep our MSCI AAA ESG rating for both funds. And MSCI just changed their methodology 2 weeks ago, and we managed to keep the AAA, and I think less than 1% of sustainable funds achieved that. That's pretty tough.
Wow. Yeah.
It is. Yes.
And can you give us, for example, for the audience, an example of a company with positive SDG impact in your fund?
Or a couple of examples, if you have.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. And with that, you also see, if I give you more, that we really diversify across sectors. So that is important. Yeah. Happy to do so. Let's start with SMA Solar. That's a company nearby in Hesse in Germany. And they are doing very important parts for solar technology. And they get 100% SDG impact. And what we like, they are very, very clear against modern slavery. Because, you know, solar panels are very important to protect the climate. But unfortunately, many of them are built with very, very difficult conditions. Yeah. Human rights and so on.
Yeah.
And that is why we say SMA Solar is doing a very good job avoiding this conflicting human rights, for example. Another one is an Australian company, far away. That's Zims Limited. I don't know whether you know them. They're doing metal recycling. Yeah, so like steel. And although they have emissions, it is certainly much better compared to new steel. That's why we like recycling very, very much indeed. And then another completely other sector is Movie Asa. They are a fish farm. They're doing salmon. Their headquarters in Norway, and what we like here, they invested heavily in water treatment, for example, and also reducing emissions. And then they have the wider, bigger nets, less dense population of the fish, and they buy 100% deforestation-free soy, because soy is used as a fish fodder, and they take care that no rainforest is burning for kind of growing that soy.
Yeah.
So these are different dimensions, and that is why Movie also has an impact. And the food is healthy, and if you compare the carbon footprint between salmon and beef, you clearly know what's better, right? It's salmon.
Even though I'm vegan, I support that approach.
Right. Yeah. Even better. So congratulations to you. That's certainly the way forward.
But it makes complete sense. And you're in every sector, so from heavy metal to
farming,
fish, everything. So,
yes.
Who are your main partners, or are you looking for more partners?
Absolutely. So we are very, very open and broad and invite everyone. So we have banks, insurance companies, private investors. We would love to have more, for example, churches, family offices, endowments, because we understand many are really interested in impact investing. And we are so happy for everyone. We service our clients. We also provide seminars, if you like. So we really go the extra mile to hopefully keep them happy besides doing our work and portfolio management. So we are inviting everyone.
Great. I think we forgot to mention one of the important aspects of your fund. They are liquid, right? It's not always the case. Can you say a few words on that, Christoph?
Absolutely. That is a very maybe unique thing in the sustainable space, because as we are by design invest in bigger equity or liquid corporate bonds, you can get your money tomorrow, next day. So if you sell today, like an equity or whatever, you get it immediately. So there's absolutely no period, no backstop, nothing, because all of our investments in our fund are liquid. That means our funds have a daily liquidity. And as you said, some very sustainable investments like venture capital or infrastructure, some of them you need to keep for 5 years. So that makes sense. And from a liquidity diversification, if you would add a little bit in our fund, you know, and maybe it's also, you know, it's not exactly cash because we obviously have some volatility, but do you know what the bank is doing with a deposit, with the cash?
That's not that into it on this program.
But, you know, with us, you can get such a transparent reporting on ESG quality, SDG impact, everything. So that is maybe, it might be something you could consider.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm already investing my 100 euro tomorrow or today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And can also people just call up their, normal people call up their bank or something and ask them to invest their pension funds or their savings into your fund?
Absolutely. So there are ISIN numbers. They can buy it online versus stock exchanges like Hamburg, Düsseldorf, Stuttgart. But exactly as you say, when they know the fund name and the ISIN number, they can go to the advisors. And if there might be a problem, there should not be a problem, please give me a call and I will look into it. Because as you know, some banks kind of have a bias towards kind of recommending their own products, right?
Yeah.
That's why you know
the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They will suggest an alternative from their own bank. Yes. Okay, great. But what are the challenges for you, Krista? Because you have amazing product or two of them, right? So what are the challenges that you are facing now or you think you will face in the future?
It is really a shortage of very skilled team members. Yeah. We are so happy to educate. We have working students and we spend very, very much time training them. And then kind of other companies, sustainable departments, but also now more and more auditing firms, like they are hiring like crazy. So that is why it would be fantastic. Again, any inflow helps us to build and retain our team because there's so much to do and we like to do it well. So you know, many, many tasks, so much to cover. And that's why growing is important. It's also a prudent strategy, not for our kind of dividends to ourselves. No, just to keep up the quality and hire fantastic team members. That is our challenge. And that's how we want to grow into the future.
And how can our audience support you?
Yeah, every little helps, as we just discussed. That's, you know, give me
a call.
And you know, one unit and you are a customer and that makes me very happy.
Great. Christoph, the time is running very quick today in spite of such serious topic and quite in-depth finance that we discussed. Can you share your call to action message for our global audience, please?
Yes, I hope you can see that investing really matters, that we can deliver, measure and report impact. Not only talking, but really delivery. That is very, very important for us. And I'm so happy to start a conversation, a discussion. So please follow with an email or join at LinkedIn. That would make me happy. And if you become a customer, that would be amazing. And as I said again and again, one unit is sufficient and doesn't need to be big size. Anything is a great support and we appreciate it. So thank you very much for this.
Great message, and it's support for the whole planet. Again,
exactly.
It's support for good companies and impact that they are creating in the world.
And where can people find you? So it is on your website,
That is absolutely right. Yes, it's www.esg-pm.com. And we are so transparent. You find everything. Our monthly report, our engagement report, our latest presentation, our team, our publication. So take your time, surf around on our website, and I guess you will find a lot. So please enjoy.
That's true. I surfed already. So. All right, Christoph, thanks so much for joining us today. It was a true pleasure talking to you and learning from your true sustainable journey in the finance space.
Thank you very much. I also enjoyed that. Super. Thank you.
Bye for
Thank
now.
You. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Action.
Dear viewers, with this, we finish the 10th episode of Season 6. And we want to thank you, our dear audience, for your incredible support.
And from me too, thank you so very much. We invite all impactful businesses who are seeking investment, branding, or any other support to our TV show. Connect with us at apply@iisolutions.ch.
But remember, you must have positive impact.
Exactly.
So bye for now.
Bye for now.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Impact Investing TV Show. Make sure you subscribe to our channel not to miss any future episodes.
Leave us some feedback and get in touch with us if you want to be our next TV show guest.
And find us on TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, podcasts, and any of your favorite social media places.
And join the awesome Impact community. We look forward to sharing the next episode with you. And remember, it's not hard to act.
Just give your heart to impact.